welcome to Look Bots After Happening.
Salutations, fellow bot nerds.
Yeah, if you love nanobots, you've come to the right place. I am Forge Tilson.
And I'm Dr. Torge Filson.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't mention that I'm also a doctor.
Oh, yeah. No, we're both doctors.
We're both doctors. We got a PhD in nanotechnology.
That's right. We got it the same year, although I did pick mine up first, you know, in the graduation.
That's right. Because your name comes before mine?
That's right. Yeah.
It's very simple. In the University of Technology, Berkeley,
UTB,
they just...
Go Nuggets.
Go Nuggets. Hey, have you seen how the team has been doing this year?
I tell you what, I'm so regretful that we didn't try out that year.
Oh, yeah.
Looking and seeing how they're doing now?
Yeah.
And those guys are not, like, because you think maybe the Nuggets, they're going to be filled with very athletic guys. They're not.
No, I mean, you know, it's University of Technology. I mean, Everyone there is, you know.
Asthmatic.
Asthmatic, yeah. They just, whatever's in the inhalers, they just pump that out of the,
the air conditioning.
Yeah, out of the air conditioning.
They have
just
to.
So everyone just breathes that all the time.
Yeah.
You have to actually go through a chamber to get in and out of the place.
You do. Mm. And if you want...
But I just feel so alive when I'm in there.
Oh, I use parts of my lungs that I never get to use.
Yeah.
Which is like 80% of it.
Mm.
Yeah. So they're doing great this year.
0-18, I believe.
Yeah, they are 0-18, but it's been close.
Mm.
It's been a lot closer, I think, than it has been in a number of years.
Yeah, there's several games this year where they've made it onto the field.
Yeah, and there's been a couple where all five players are still on. They're still conscious by the end of the game.
Yeah, all five of them. I mean, it's a small football team. But those guys, you know, really proud of them. We're so proud of them.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, just keep doing what you're doing, okay? Yeah.
Keep trying to put on those pads.
Keep trying to put on those pads. Keep trying to put on those pounds because you're rail thin.
You are rail thin. And as we are, you know, and as we would have been, us two were...
As we are and as we would have been.
Had we have tried out.
But we were both too shy to go out for the football team when we were in college.
They called us the Shy Cats.
The Shy Cats.
Yeah.
That's quite a feat for the University of Technology, Berkeley, because no one is outgoing there.
No, I mean, 4 years in a row, quietest campus in the U.S.
Mm.
It's deathly quiet.
It's deathly quiet. People keep coming in to check on us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, we haven't heard anything from you guys. There's like a bar opened just right beside the campus. We're like, great, we're going to get all that students in here. And they came in and were like, has some kind of post-apocalyptic plague happened that there's nobody
Is
on
there
this
some
campus
sort of
anymore?
Antigen or some sort of chemical gas cloud? Has it taken over you guys? So you're just all unconscious? No, we're just really,
not
really
that
shy.
Year.
Not certainly not. Not no. Since the FUD lab exploded.
FUD lab, the free Yuan distributor lab.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a really exciting area of nanotechnology.
That, honestly, we were ahead of the game by putting that in, and we know now that we just didn't do all of the safety precautions, but if that lab had managed to contain that swarm that we created that year, my God, we would be at the forefront.
Yes. If you do see that swarm of nanobots, they seem to have formed into some kind of mega being, which is still only like 2 foot tall.
Sure, but for nanobots.
But for nanobots, and it moves like a liquid and can take the shape of anything.
Well, that's the thing. And nanobots are incredibly resilient and intelligent.
Mm.
They have a collective intelligence, similar to an octopus. That there is, there's no brain as such, but very intelligent.
Yeah, we don't know anything about octopi, but from what we know, there's no brain, but there seems to be some kind of collective intelligence going on there.
We are nanotechnologists.
Yeah.
We're not sea botanists.
No,
that's not our thing.
Although I dated a sea botanist one time.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. Yeah. She was
a beautiful woman.
Yeah. I also Linda. Dated a sea botanist.
Yes.
Mindy.
Linda and Mindy, we went on 3 incredible double dates together.
Yeah, we did. Spread over a number of years, of course, you know. Yeah. Linda and Mindy, they weren't sure about us the way we were sure about them.
Mm.
You know, and I will hold off. I'm keeping all of my relationships on the back burner just in case Mindy ever decides to come back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're right, man. You know, the other relationships that you've had over the past while have just been, like, not worth it. You need to just hang on there for Mindy as long as you can and just take your time with it. And, you know, whatever needs to happen needs to happen.
I appreciate you saying that because you're doing the same thing.
Oh, that's right.
You're
yeah,
just
I'm
keeping your
thing.
Love life on pause. But you know what it is? Do you know what it is, Torsh? Mm. Torsh? I'm Torsh. Forge.
Yeah, but we talk to ourselves sometimes.
I talk to myself, and I look at myself in the mirror, and I say, you know what? It's because you're married to the work.
Yeah.
Because you know what you're doing in this lab.
It's so exciting what we're building here. I mean, we're building very, very small robots that move around other tiny robots.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really exciting stuff.
Think about that. We can create... Sorry. So the one that I ingested is trying to make its way out.
Okay.
So we should jot that down. It seems to know that it's been trapped.
Right.
And it is making its way towards, it was making its way south. Now it's making its way north to try and get out.
Now we're hoping it's not an inner space kind of scenario.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fingers crossed.
Yeah. And.
But if it is, that's data.
That's amazing data.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Dennis.
Quaid?
Dennis Quaid came into the lab, and we didn't actually see him leave, but I really hope he's not inside your body right now.
I hope so, too, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
A bit of me is excited that he would be.
Yeah.
A bit of me, because I'm a huge fan.
Oh, God, I love Dennis Quaid.
I'm a Quaid head.
Oh, Quaid. I mean, I'll take Quaid all day long.
Oh, I'd take Quaid. Quaid can pin me down and have me as long as he wants.
Yeah. And he did.
He did. He did. First thing he said as he came
now,
in.
We kind of engineered that. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You were lying on the ground, and I kind of had a little tripwire for Dennis Quaid to fall on top of you.
For sure.
And you were like, you can have me as long as you want. He was like, I'm okay.
Yeah, he got straight back up. But
got straight back up.
The offer was there. You know, the opportunity presented itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the exact same thing for you a couple of seconds later.
You were on
the ground. Second tripwire.
Yeah.
You never expect a second tripwire.
No, you
don't. Dennis Quaid lands on your back.
Mid-apology. I was like, I'm so sorry. Let me just get down on the ground to apologize, Dennis.
I'm just groveling here.
I'm just groveling
face
up on the ground with my arms extended towards you.
Dead bugging it.
Yeah.
Which is...
Now walk towards me. Let me apologize as you walk towards me.
Yeah. No, you're walking further away, Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking further away. Be careful. And he was. He was very careful and very gentle.
He was.
That's what I'll say about Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
But...
an older man now, and, you know, it wasn't so easy for him to get back up again.
Yeah, I would say I don't see Dennis Quaid as the age he is.
No.
I see him as, you know, that...
classic inner space age.
Yeah, that rugged 30-40-year-old guy.
Got together with Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan in that excellent film where we based a lot of our science on it, actually.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of cinema's greatest triumphs.
I mean, that's why I got into science was because, well, can we shrink Dennis Quaid and put him inside our bodies?
Yeah. I mean, because not shrinking him and getting him inside
some
our
people,
bodies is not working.
Yeah. Some people got into, like, science because of Star Trek or things like that. But
or
no.
Just like
inner space
I've heard the idea
of having Dennis Quaid inside. Me.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard of some people even being like, oh, it's about the furthering of mankind, progress, all of that sort of stuff. No.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
I want to further this man into my kind.
Into your kind
mm-hmm.
behind.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, look,
so anyway,
we're creating tiny little nanobots. I've swallowed one.
Yeah.
And we're
on a long relationship break with Linda and Mindy.
Yeah, and you know
what?
The
only person that we'll touch in the meantime is Dennis Quaid.
Well, that's only because it is science. That's the only reason. But, you know, hopefully Linda and Mindy break off their respective marriages and come to their senses.
Yes.
Over time, you know, we would never do it.
Now, they are married to each other. And they thought, when we went on double dates, they thought we were dating each other. And they were dating each other. Like, yeah, that's great. Let's hang out together.
Let's hang out together.
As a four. And we were like, yeah, great. Let's hang out together as a foursome.
That's right. And I still think one of the best ideas we've ever had.
To hang out.
Do you know? Because like,
it's a great idea.
It was a great idea.
Oh, there's pigeons attempting to hump each other just outside the lab right now.
Ah, yes. Well, in the sort of crater that was created by the FUD lab, it's a huge kind of, it's an impromptu bird sanctuary. But sanctuary in the kind of like sexual way.
Sexual, yeah. It's a sexual sanctuary, yeah. yeah, like the club.
Like the club, like the bondage club. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by a bird sanctuary. So there's a lot of like leather. There's a lot of little
I don't know where they
chokers.
Get those from.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of
birds are going at it.
They are going at it. Yeah. And good for them. Good for them that they found their person.
Well, what's news in nanotechnology this week?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we know, we have located some swarm activity.
Yeah.
So part of the Chicago River was eaten this past week. Mm. And
not drunk.
Eaten. Yeah. So the thing about when you drink from a river... You know, the overall river doesn't change because you're like, oh, well, that's a cup of water. You're never going to miss that. You know, you'll be sick.
Oh, you'll be sick.
But the river will be fine.
Absolutely. The river will be fine. The river won't be sick.
The river won't be sick.
No.
And that is the key difference here.
That was some of our key findings.
From that, that was our extracurricular project in second year.
Mm-hmm.
We unbidden. We were not asked to do it.
I forget what comes at the start of an essay, but like the concept, the theorem was that we can get
abstract?
Sick. Abstract, maybe. Yeah.
Well, that's what I put at the top of a little abstract drawing at every.
We can get sick, rivers can't. Yeah. Methodology. We're going to drink the river.
And by the river, we mean like all rivers.
Yeah.
So we only did about 10 or 12 before we. Kind of thought, well, we can probably extrapolate this because we were getting very ill.
Very sick, yeah.
Very sick.
And from all the...
Bacteria.
Bacteria, sludge.
Some of those.
Chemical runoff.
Yeah.
Human fecal matter.
All that sort of stuff. They were thick cups of water.
Large frogs.
Huge frogs, plants.
Plants.
Flora, fauna.
Yeah.
I drank it.
One old man was literally pissing into my mouth.
Yeah, that's right. He was good fun. He stayed with you the whole way to the hospital. Do you remember that?
He did. He was fucking full, man. Yeah. He had a lot to get out of him. He was like, I got a river for you right here. And I was like, oh, okay.
All right. Well, that was Brendan. And, you know, he sort of knocks and comes around occasionally. He will pop into the lab here.
Yeah.
Just to see what's what. We're like, not again, Brendan. Mm. That study's finished.
Yeah.
You know, and he's always a little bit disappointed.
He's
he's
like, oh, I was part of science. You sure were.
You sure were,
man.
You're a hero in many ways.
Yeah. So anyway, some of the Chicago River
has been eaten. So just a big kind of chomp taken off the corner of it. And it looks to be like exactly the size and sort of... size of the swarm.
Shape.
So, yeah, maybe shape.
Yeah.
But the size and size as well. I mean both.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Height and width.
Height and width, yeah.
So that's size and size is what I mean by that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me just get all this down. Okay, height, size, and width size, but not shape, just the size and the size,
so we think that maybe the swarm has been sort of pretending to be part of the Chicago River for a number of months, and we just didn't realize.
Mm.
Yeah. So we were that close. We drank that river only, you know, a year ago. So we might have, our time might have overlapped.
We could have drunk some of those nanobots.
Yeah.
More news here. More
nano news.
Nano news. Nanobots have been used to make people's hair grow backwards.
to grow backwards. That's right.
Yeah.
So, of course, one of the...
Where have you got hair?
Top of your head.
Top of your head. It's growing back in.
It's going inside the skull.
Inside the skull.
Now, this is one of the common steps. People think, oh, this has been a waste of money. This is obviously some sort of failure. Mm. Not true. In science, this is a good step forward.
This is a great step forward.
Some of the hairs they're penetrating skulls. Yeah, they're going into brains. Yeah, you know.
What would a hairy brain be like?
Yeah. Yeah, very bad.
Yeah,
very bad.
Now is a syndrome.
Yeah, now it's really
hairy brain syndrome.
Hairy brain syndrome. It is contagious. That focus group.
The focus group started biting people.
Ooh,
the nanobots
are
flowing from one person to the next. And, the hair is just growing inside the brains.
Exactly, and the brains. What happens is it interrupts a lot of the electrical stimuli within the brains, and it means that they're so desperate to change. Change their own brains, they reach for others. So they're on the hunt. They kind of hunt in packs.
Mm.
So there's probably just a pack of like hairy brained zombies. I think we're calling them zombies.
Yeah.
And they're just going around looking for people's brains.
They're going around looking for people. So
yeah.
What other fun news do we have from the nano world?
Our drawing competition has got a winner. 10-year-old Riley Matthews.
Riley, well done. So impressed with your picture, Riley.
It was incredible. It was a funny little drawing that drew attention to some of the dangers of what we're doing here, which we thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
So we're going to send you out a little box of nanites.
Of course, the drawing was, just to describe it, it was Riley's dad, who he's very proud of. He's big. And his arm, he's got his arm in the air.
Yeah.
And his mouth is open and his arm is being eaten by nanobots.
That's
and he's just
right.
kind of screaming.
That's right. Now, we haven't checked in. We don't know if this was a work of fiction.
Mm.
But, you know, kids' imaginations are incredible. And
kids, they have such imaginations.
Incredible imagination. And also very, just their brains are very interesting, you know, from the point of view of like they are very elastic. They're excellent to study.
Mm.
So that's just something to mention.
Yeah. If you have any scans of your brain, Riley, do send them in.
And like it brought up a couple of questions in the cafeteria because you and I, we're the only two that work in this little lab, right? We're the only two. We worked in the food lab.
And in the canteen.
And in the canteen, of course.
So I was serving that day.
You were serving.
I had your tray.
Yeah,
had
my
and
tray.
Hey, Forge, I've been thinking,
should we as scientists be worried about what we're creating, this sort of army of almost invisible robots with their own intelligence and just sort of releasing it out on the world without any knowledge of what they could do?
Well, that's, you know, we're doing experiments. And I said to you, do you know what I was just thinking? What it would be like to eat Riley's brain?
Yeah, you said that. And you...
so. We had a fun day.
We had a fun day. I said, more mashed potatoes, please. Mm-hmm. And you said, well, you're only getting one scoop. That's what we do. I was like, okay, fair enough.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. That's what we do here. It's about rations. You know, we have to make what we have last, because once they break through the barricades, our work is done.
That's right.
You know, they are going to drag us out of here. I tell you that now.
Oh, well, they've said that to us on numerous occasions. I think once we get the results out there of what we have been creating, people, they're going to be really excited.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's going to turn things around for us.
Fingers crossed, because our last ditch effort, of course, is the giant nanobot.
Mm.
Which is about the size of a standard tank, I would say.
Yeah.
But with all of the kind of nanobot tech. That
we have.
You know,
wheels.
Wheels. Yeah. Like a cannon. A cannon.
Battering ram.
A little ram in there. And just a bunch of artillery.
Yeah.
You know?
And we're going to take off in that mega nanobot. And we're just going to fly to Hawaii, man.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, one way or the other, we're getting
one
there.
One way or another.
One way or another. Because it won't be flight.
It
for sure it won't be flight, I don't think.
Huh?
I don't think it, like, I'm hoping it'll fly. But
yeah, we're hoping.
We hope it will fly.
Mm.
But I just don't, I don't know if it will, if I'm honest.
I mean, yeah, it's an experiment, you know, so we gotta test it. We don't have space in the lab to actually test
flight
capabilities of the Mega Nanobot.
Yeah.
But certainly it has kill power.
Oh, without doubt. And RAM power.
And RAM power,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, for days. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I think what we'll
powerful
bot we've created in here. So I do think that we'll be able to get through a few...
Face of Dennis Quaid on the front of it.
Face of Dennis Quaid on the front, buttocks of Dennis Quaid on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
We were hoping when we started that the people would just think it was Dennis Quaid.
We were hoping.
Sneak out of here.
That's why we put the voice box in.
Yeah.
But Dennis, unfortunately, he disappeared before he sort of filled up the library with sounds.
Mm. All that the robot can say is, I'm sorry, guys, what's going on here?
Yeah, he says I'm not comfortable with this.
Yeah,
which door actually opens?
Yeah, so I mean those could work if people believed it was Dennis Quaid and they were coming in.
Yeah,
the police are coming in, the army battering down the door, and then Dennis Quaid's there, like, oh, I'm sorry guys, I'm not okay with this.
Yeah,
I'm sorry guys, what's going on here? I'm not okay with this.
Which one's the door?
Which one is the real door?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, fingers crossed, because if not, then we're going to have to get pretty rammy. We're going to have to get pretty rammy.
Pretty rammy, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, all in the name of science.
Mm.
So, yeah, look, I'm really proud of what we've done in here. I think people will look back on us, you know, and some of the things that we've done, questionable, for sure questionable.
What do you think?
Well, I think...
the thing with the donuts?
The donuts. I think we should have bought donuts for everybody.
Mm.
I think when we got delivered that six-pack from Krispy Kreme...
Rubik's Cube Championship.
Yeah, I think we should have bought enough for everybody. Because I think we got some strange looks that time.
Mm.
You know, and then...
Well, we bought enough for everybody.
Yeah, we shouldn't have eaten them. We shouldn't have eaten them. And we shouldn't have planted one of them with a nanobot.
And we shouted, donuts for everyone, and by everyone... We mean the two of us.
Yeah. Yeah, we shouldn't have done that. We shouldn't have
slowly ate them painfully. Painfully worked our way through those donuts.
Yeah. We weren't
in front of everyone.
Well, because we're very thin and we just don't have the stomach for it.
Rail thin.
Rail thin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of like Slender Man, I guess.
Yeah.
Just kind of like tall, thin, long
limbs.
Some
people have compared us to the aliens at the end of the film AI.
Yeah, I kind of think that we look, because we've no hair, obviously, so I think we very often look, because we're just two kind of like long-headed, bald men.
Mm.
I think we look like the bad guys from that Buffy episode where they wear suits and they walk slowly around the place.
No, you're giving me references.
I'm giving you
references
you don't
getting.
Know. There we go.
Yeah.
You know, but we are the same, you and I. I've seen what you've seen and you've seen what I've seen.
I occasionally see similarities between us and I'm like, whoa, do you know what? We have a few things in common.
We've got a couple of things in common, and that's why I think we're well paired in here. I really do. So, yeah, that's what I think.
And we were paired by the college.
That's right, by the college.
By the college.
By the dean of the college.
By the dean of Peter Gordon. God.
Peter God.
Yeah.
He saw real promise in us, you know?
Everyone was pairing up. And he was like, okay, I guess you guys are stuck with each other. And we were like, thank you, man.
That's so
great.
Good of you to see our promise.
To see our promise.
And he said, well, it wasn't promise. It was that everybody immediately sort of like distanced themselves from you.
There was an extra box put on the form, anyone but those guys.
Yeah.
Is what he said.
Yeah. And
because I guess people were like, we need to make way for these guys.
Yeah, very often in science and in learning, I think sometimes we get in the way of the visionaries. That obviously was not the case for us. They were very happy to sort of give us a little room to fuck around.
Give us space.
Give us space. Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at what we've done.
Mm.
We've created a swarm that is eating its way through the waterworks of our country.
Yeah.
And we have a horde, I guess is probably the best, horde of brain-hungry... friends.
Mm. Gosh, that's beautiful.
Isn't it?
It's kind of like family.
We created our family.
We created our own family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, We've got a nanobot inside you, which is struggling to get out. Which
yeah, I think Dennis Quaid is in.
May or may not be Dennis Quaid.
I think it's Dennis Quaid. Honestly.
Do you want to give Martin Short a call?
Oh, I'd love to. Have you got his number still?
I do, yeah. I got it off the dark web. And we should get Martin Short down here and just
certainly
talk some sense into Dennis Quaid.
Yeah. And talk Dennis Quaid out of me and then talk sense into Dennis Quaid, I think.
Yes. Sense, of course, is the name for our pet.
Yeah, the little nanobug.
It's a little nano bug.
I meant to say nano dog. But I suppose it's a nano bog. It's a small bog that we have sort of.
Yeah.
It's just a loose puddle.
It's a loose puddle, yeah.
I don't know how better to describe it. What we were trying to do was like recreate some sort of a food source, because there's not a lot of food in here. The mashed potatoes are all we've left.
Yeah.
And what it ended up being was a kind of like a quantum bog. So it would just, everything that it would touch would turn to sort of a bog-like consistency.
So we've been, that's been swallowing up the lab. We've kind of been staying away from it. But hopefully if we can get Dennis Quaid to swallow it, then that'll be that problem solved.
Yeah, that'd solve two problems, I think, with one swallow. So fingers
When's
crossed.
When's the last time you solved two problems with one swallow?
Not since we killed those rats, I think, by eating them.
By eating them, yeah, in one.
In one.
Two rats in one.
Yeah, we bought a swallow, and we brought the swallow in. The swallow was not having it, because swallows don't, they don't hunt rats.
No.
So we just ate one each.
Neither of us wanted to chew on them. Who wants to chew on a rat?
Certainly not a raw rat. No, unless you're cooking them.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to chew on a rat.
So we just painted our faces like the wall, and then opened up our mouths like we were the rat hole.
That's right.
And just kind of tried to Tom and Jerry it.
Yeah, we just tried to Tom and Jerry it.
Succeeded.
We did succeed. Yeah. Now, both of our rats were pretty angry, so our faces got scratched up just a mite. But they eventually got in the hole.
Yeah. Well, they clambered to get out of there, and the only way to fence them off was to stitch the holes together.
Yeah, so it was kind of a
if you run out of this hole, you're gonna go into that one.
Yeah, like an opposite human centipede, I guess. Yeah. But I think it's, again, some of the best work we've done.
Yeah,
I think everything we've done in here is some of the best work we've ever done.
I think so. We barely got anything done before we came in here.
Oh my god! Yeah. Now, do you think it's anything to do with like the lack of oxygen in here, or do you think that we just, because we've had so much time to focus, we can, I don't know, get stuff done?
No, I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
Yeah,
man.
It's hard to judge these things because of the lack of oxygen in here.
It's tough. You know, I find myself being quite sleepy, and then I'll have like a fit of activity. Like for instance, now we were asleep and then we woke up
straight into podcast,
and then we are probably gonna pass out soon enough. Yeah. You know, and when I do, I definitely will lose whatever nanobot that's gonna come out of me. Because I don't have the strength to hold it in.
Yeah, you've been holding in your farts for hours now.
Too long. Yeah, so I kind of feel like that might happen.
Well, so that's what we got to look forward to on the next episode. We're going to keep you updated on that.
This is really what we do is, I'm just telling you now, Torge and Forge of the future, we're telling you this stuff so you remember.
Yeah, I mean, no one else can hear this podcast apart from us.
This is just for us. Yeah. And it's kind of a memento situation. You know, when you wake up from whatever oxygen-deprived nap you're about to have, you don't remember anything.
Yeah.
So you're going to need all this information.
So this is what's going on.
Listen
to every episode so far of the podcast.
Yeah.
And
that is not Dennis Quaid.
That's not Dennis Quaid.
That is a giant.
That's a mega nanobot.
It's a mega nanobot. So if they do break through the barricades, which you'll probably hear, that noise is the local police force and it's the rest of the scientists. They're sort of like battering at the
doors.
They're working together with pitchforks and torches and stuff. That's what that noise is.
That's what that noise is.
Yeah.
As soon as we finish the podcast, which we're going to do now, you need to record a podcast to update your future self.
Yeah.
So just start recording.
As soon as this ends, you just start recording.
Yeah.
Do you think we should have front-loaded the mob that are trying to get in?
Front-loaded them?
Should we have mentioned it
earlier?
Because, you know, they have to listen to like 20 minutes, 25 minutes of this. Well, we have to.
We have to, yeah. I think we'll just be curious enough.
Yeah. And you need a hook. You need a hook for any podcast. You need something to work towards. And honestly, we're just following the format of before. Like,
we don't know.
We didn't know.
I haven't heard a mob, but according to our previous selves, there is a mob out there.
Yeah.
So we're just passing on the information here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen, stay in the lab. The lab is safe.
The lab is good.
The lab is good.
Stay clear of the puddle.
Stay clear of the puddle.
That'll suck you in.
That'll suck you right in.
Yeah. And not in a good way. We lost Sorge.
Sorge.
Yeah. Sorge Dilson, of course. Mm-hmm. So he thought, well, I'll just pop a little bit of myself in this, you know, see what goes on. And we lost him immediately. He just fucking folded back on himself and was snapped through.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was quick.
Oh, yeah. He was out of here.
Yeah.
So, you know, you may want to take that route yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If
it comes to it,
yeah,
go for it.
We support that wholeheartedly.
But listen, that's it. That's all we got time for.
Here on Lookbots After Happening.
Lookbots After Happening. So good luck with the rest of the future.
Yeah.
But until that time.
Ad Astra Aluminum.